is deflected by the gravitational field of the Sun as it loops around the Sun and goes back out into interstellar space. Of course, the deflection of light is much less than the deflection of a comet, because the light is traveling so much faster, just as a fast comet is deflected less than a slow one. If general relativity is correct, the deflection of a light ray grazing the Sun would be 1.75 seconds, or about 5/10,000th of a degree. Astronomers must wait for an eclipse to measure this deflection, because they are looking for a bending of light rays from a distant star as the rays pass close to the Sun. And of course it is difficult to see stars near the Sun, unless the Sun's light is blocked out by the Moon in an eclipse. So astronomers measure the position on the celestial sphere of several stars 6 months before the eclipse, when the Sun is on the other side of the sky, and then they wait 6 months for the eclipse to occur, and they measure how much the close passage of the starlight to the Sun bends the light rays, as shown by a shift in the apparent position of these stars in the sky. In 1919, British astronomers mounted expeditions to observe a solar eclipse from a small town in northeast Brazil and an island in the Gulf of Guinea. They found that the deflection of light rays from several stars was, within the experimental uncertainties, equal to what Einstein had predicted. General relativity thereby won worldwide acclaim and became a subject of cocktail party conversation everywhere. So, isn't it obvious how general relativity supplanted Newton's theory of gravitation? General relativity explained one old anomaly, the excess precession of Mercury's orbit, and it successfully predicted a striking new effect, the deflection of light by the Sun. What more need be said? The anomaly of the orbit of Mercury and the deflection of light were, of course, part of the story, and an important part at that. But like everything in the history of science, or I suppose in the history of anything else, the simplicity of the story dissolves when we look at it more closely. Consider the conflict between Newton's theory and the observed motion of Mercury. Even without general relativity, didn't this show clearly that something was wrong with Newton's theory of gravity? Not necessarily. Any theory, like Newton's theory of gravitation, that has an enormous scope of application is always plagued by experimental anomalies. There is no theory that is not contradicted by some experiment. Newton's theory of the solar system was contradicted by various astronomical observations continually through its history. By 1916, these discrepancies included not only the anomaly in Mercury's orbit, but also anomalies in the motion of Halley's and Encke's comets,